It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Nice to have you. Hour number two of the program underway here. Nobby has stepped away for a minute, but he'll be back with us. We're going to talk vacations and the importance of planning vacations, having something on your calendar to look forward to. Particularly if you're not a person that enjoys winter months and you find yourself a little in the doldrums these days.
Find a way to enjoy it.
Not that we have a lack of sunshine coming this weekend, I'll tell you that. We are recording this program on Thursday. Beautiful sunny day outside right now and rain. Believe it or not, rain in the forecast.
Goodness, boy.
For the valleys.
Yeah, I wonder how many lives that saved. People out killing themselves on a snow shovel.
Well, we may, tongue-in-cheek about that, but they do say heart attack rates go way up.
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah. People out there shoveling and usually guys, that are probably middle-aged, taking care of their families and not in great shape and get out there in the cold, cold air and start to shovel. It can cause some problems. You said all of your shoveling devices failed on you this week.
Man, the tractor first died on me and then the snow blower.
All in the same day.
Last night.
Yeah. Not good timing on that.
The neighborhood kids learned some new words.
Mickey, Navi's oldest son, actually is going out on a yurt this next week up in Montana. Well, he said in the Sawtooths. Mm-hmm. And we'll look forward to getting a little more information about what all of that means as far as planning, what costs are like, and what his next week is going to sound like. It's fun to share those adventures with you here on the air, which is something we decided to do a long time ago when Sky Call Satellite teamed up with KSL Outdoors Radio. Right now, though, this is a little bit earlier than normal, but I want to bring the boys in as we do a little road trip in here. Mark Wade, I don't know, are you back? Are you still in the islands today?
Still in the islands, starting my way back tonight.
All right. And you're, what, 5 hours behind us, I think? Something like that.
Something like that. I'm trying not to even think about that.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry to put you through that. I do know that Bob Grove is back in southern Utah after his trip on the high seas. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. I got back at 4:30 this morning.
So you're both sorry for taking one for the team here, both of you. For being on with us. While you were away, I guess you'd probably be monitoring this, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the show today, all of this precipitation that we received here in Utah. And just to give you a perspective of what happened while you were away, and Mark, while you're still away, the snowpack as we entered 2024 was 69% of average, and we were not optimistic about catching up. But since then, in the last 2.5 weeks, the statewide snowpack average is up 7.1 inches of snow water equivalent, which is 99% of the median average for this point in the snow collection season. That's a pretty big turnaround, Bob.
Yeah, it is. You know, Mark and I have decided, we had this conversation earlier today, that we've decided that the best way for Utah to get deep snow is for Mark and I to go somewhere tropical.
It's a great idea.
So if we go off somewhere tropical, it's a sure bet the snow will come. So every, I think we need to do this every year.
Every year we'll just do a GoFundMe for you two to go somewhere so that we can enjoy the snow on this side. That's pretty good. You know, it's funny. You were down in the Virgin Islands, and when we track snow, and if you ever subscribe to some of these snow forecasting websites or something, they actually predict our snow based on some buoys out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, is that working out? Is that
It's it's one of the most accurate things I think out there right now. Bob, you were on the high seas. You wanted to mention something about precipitation there.
It's wet.
Yeah, got that. It's warmer. It's warmer than the rain here, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we actually hit a window of weather, of good weather on our trip. It had been raining, actually some pretty severe storms going through the Keys, you know, the tip of Florida, just before we got there. And it was nice the entire trip we were there, you know, just with a couple of scattered showers. And then when we got back, the weather is coming back in. In fact, they had warnings for rip currents off of the coast there in Broward County, and we flew through Charlotte, and they were forecasting possible tornadoes in that area today. So we slipped in and got out of there in the nick of time. But while you were getting the 6 feet of snow here, we were probably in the high 70s, low 80s most of the week.
Yeah. Wah. You just got to rub that stuff in. did you end up doing any snorkeling or anything while you were there?
We did. We did a couple of days of snorkeling. One day we went out and swam with the stingrays, which is really cool. They rub right up against you, and you can feed them squid, which was really cool. And then one day we went snorkeling off of St. Thomas to Turtle Bay and a couple areas out there, and saw some sea turtles and a variety of different fishes. It was just a really cool time. You know, the water is ideal. I mean, it's between 80 and 86 degrees. It's really comfortable. It was my first time snorkeling. I had never been snorkeling before, so this was a first experience for me.
Well, this will dovetail nicely into our conversation with Navi coming up about planning a vacation, giving you some ideas there. You had a little different experience and are just wrapping it up, Mark, and that was volcano hopping over there.
Yeah, in fact, you know, there is some snow over here on top of Mauna Kea at 13,800 feet. I noticed there's a patch of snow up on top. And Mauna Loa across to the south at just over 13,000 feet has some snow on it. But everything below is just gorgeous. We were up to about 10,000 feet on Mauna Kea. But down here at sea level, it's been the same temperatures Bob experienced. We went over to the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park here on the Big Island at about 4,000 feet, and we watched the steam coming out of the vents all in the caldera, the big crater that was caused in 2018, just 6 years ago. This was just a dramatic event where the whole top of Mauna Kea collapsed 1,600 feet over 4 months, and they say that every day it was collapsing. There were collapsing events. The 1,600 feet drop continuing every day. They had earthquake, seismic earthquake events that were up to 6.9 on the Richter scale. And sometimes every time there was an event, sometimes daily, you were getting these seismic events as well with it. And it took out 700 homes as the lava flowed all the way to the ocean off of Kilauea. And it was just an incredible event. So the remnants of that are all visible at this Hawaii Volcanoes National Park where we were yesterday. And it was an incredible day just spending that time there.
Boy, it sounds like it. And it's one of those things I've always thought would be fun to go see. I use the word fun. Not fun if you're living in its path of a lava flow. But people forget, Mark, that these islands exist because that process has been going on through eons.
There are volcanic cinder cones everywhere up on top of the plateau in between Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, just everywhere you look. And so you can see where the eruptions would have been coming in and where they, you know, just they pop up in one spot and then pop up in another. And during this eruption in 2018, I think it was erupting in two different spots at once, which they say is quite rare. But, you know, the good news is you can get down here on the coast and you're not worried about that kind of a thing. And we got to do some whale watching and and do some snorkeling as well, like Bob did. And so, yeah, getting away from all that snow in Utah for a couple of weeks was just grand.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's funny, you're over there right now because Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge snuck away and was telling me from over there, just above Lahaina, that was wiped out by that, you know, fire that spread through there. Unfortunately, the rebuilding process has not even begun.
Not at all.
Cleanup has not even begun in some of those spots. I'm not sure why, because I thought we had done a pretty good job of raising money to send over there, but that's something we're going to look into during the week here on KSL News Radio. Guys, thank you. Great to live it vicariously with your help, and we'll start working on that GoFundMe to get you out next year, okay?
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Sounds
we're
good.
Facing reality again, so
we'll
be back on the road for us.
Okay. We'll take another break when we come back. We're going to talk about vacations. Navin Oskus will be back with us here, and the importance of putting something on the calendar.